Ali. Elohim binun. You have to have a bezdin. Veleka and the chutzpah you don't have. Rashi says Elohim binun. The akula of a parshas elah mishpatim siv. Adam be Adam. Chiyuven Adam b'shor. Chiyigach. Vu parshik siv. Ad Elohim yovoy devar shneim. So the whole parsha needs a bezdin. Oksav akula koy. V'hainu mumchin. Usmuchin. This means that mumchin they have smicha. Ubevavol ein smicha. Mashenge the dayanim in Bavol do not have smicha. Kiliyama the Gemara Sanhedrin says. Both places you have to have a bezin the mumcha that you don't have in Bavil. So how come shor b'shor you could collect? Ella, what do you have to answer? Maishinah shor b'shor b'shor b'yodim. Tishlichusayu ko'avdinon that here in Bavil. We do the shlichas of the bezin of Eretz Yisrael. Me did they have a haidois via voice? The same way if somebody is made the hoidor, somebody comes and admits that he owes money, or else halvor, somebody lends money, that avad the bezdin and bovel has a right to make you pay the money. Why? So Rashi says, the yom per kamas and hedrin, t'leibinan mumcha, we don't have to have mumcha in such a case. Shleitinu delas mifnei lovin, we shouldn't stop people from lending money. Hoidor is haboladin per yador, shomru fneinu hoidoloi, v'avor shaboladidim per yavor. That such kings, such edis, we do accept in bovel. So look, why? Because it's saying Svarash Kichasayu Kavdinan, like we're doing the Shlichas of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Bezdin and the Chutz Loretz could like Paskin. If so, why don't we say the same Svara, Adam be Yodam, be Yodam be Shornami? When Adam does damage to an Adam, and Adam to a Shornami, Shlichasayu Kavdinan, why don't we say the same thing that the Bezdin in both will have a right to Paskin these Shalis, because they're like a Shliach of the Bezdin of Eretz Yisrael? Mididiev, Yahadois, Vihal voice. Just like when it's a question of Edom that say you admit you owe the money, or how Vos Edom saying you borrowed money, that we do collect such money in Bavel, in Bezdin. So why don't we do all Bezdins in Bavel? Amri, I'll answer you like this. Ki avdi nishlichusayu, when could we say that Dainei Bavel have a right to do it, their shliach of the Dainei Eretz Yisrael, the midi the kim lebegavei? Something we know the exact amount. We know exactly how much you have to pay. But the midi the kim lebegavei, lo yavdi nishlichusayu. But something by Adam B'Yodin that we have to evaluate, see how much he sold for a slave, now we don't have the exact amount, that we're not a shliach, because we don't know the exact amount. So Mar says, what? Amri, I'll tell you, shor b'shor, even when one shor hits another shor, is there an exact amount how much he has to pay? Or else b'shor b'yodim nami, le'kim lo megavei. We also don't know exactly how much damage you have to pay. Like a man hit, like a shor hit another shor. How much is the damage worth? Also we have to evaluate it to see how much it's worth. Elapukhazi, Heichim is Davna Tur Beshukha. You have to see how would people buy an ox in the marketplace. Like you have to see the market value. That's the way we see how much damage you caused. How much you have to pay for it. So I'll tell you, Odin Biyodin, Biyodin Bishonami, the same thing. Pukhazi, Heichim is Davna Avdi Beshukha. A man hit another man, true? So we have to evaluate it how much he sold for an Eved with the arm or without the arm. So do it. Like, so why can't we be a Shliach again? Just like we're a Shliach. On shor for shor, why can't we be a shliach when a man hits another man? The yodin also tishalem keifav tashlum abal chamisha tikitzei. These kenosas of keifel and dalvei is an exact amount. The Torah says clearly keifel is double the keren. Abal chamisha 4 or 5 times. It's the exact amount. It is so never shlichasayu. Why don't we paskin these halachas in bovil? And we know we don't. And Rashi says aloma hakon kaimelon. We hold. The ain't done in Dine Kenosis in Bovil. We know in Bovil the Bezin does not pass in Dine Kenosis. So how come? Why not? It's a midi the kite, so we have the exact amount. So my answer is, Amri, I tell you, ki ko av dine shlichusayu, when do we do a shliach? When could the Dine Bovil pass in the Mamayna? Only by Mammon matters. But the Kenosis only have dine shlichusayu. But stand by Kenas, there they don't do the shlichus. For the Gemara still, Adam biyodim de mamaynahu, never shlichasayu. And so if a man hits another man and hurts his arm, so you have to pay for the nezik, that's called mammon. So why can't the dine bubble, why can't they pay, why can't they collect this money? So my answer is, ki ko avdin shlichasayu, when is there a svar that the dine bubble does the shlichas of the dine Eretz Yisrael, the milsa de shchicha, something that happens often, for a shore to a shore. But I tell you, Adam biyodim, a man hit another man, to lay shchicha doesn't happen too often, then lay avdin shlichasayu. Like that, the bezdin has a right to be a shliach is only something they have to. It happens often. But things that don't happen so often, here we say there can't be a shlichus for the dying Eretz Yisrael. When you mavayis somebody, or you make a pagam, you ruin the person. Rashi says, shayach b'yenis u'mafater. And that's like the mokam nezik, doimdim, you have to see how much a person wants to pay for shivcha, whether he's a psula, not a psula. And these things happen often. So if so, never shlichas sayi, why don't we do the shlichas then? Amri, I'll tell you, hochinami, stack it true, then we do the shlichas. By boishas and pagam, we do. To a Rav Papa, agve arba meyazuzi leboishas. Rav Papa once made somebody pay 400 zuz for the boishas that he gave. Like Rashi says, boishas is not called the kenas, but rather it's called mammon. You have to pay lefi amavayish from his mayish. It's not called kenas. So therefore, Rav Papa collected boishas in Bavel. But the Gemara says, really, v'holaisel the Rav Papa. Really, we don't pass him like Rav Papa in this prat. To sholach le Rav Chizla Rav Nachman, because Rav Chizda sent Rav Nachman. To sholach le, and he sent back Chizda. Kenaso ko magbis the bovil. Do you want to go and collect kenas in bovil? So I don't know if it really means kenas. Kenas just means like in the case, like a papa, this case of Bush and Pagam, he said back, no, we don't collect. It's like a kenas. Like Taisa says, the top Taisa says, lav zavka kenasu, mishum de les bech sarin kis korla kenas. Just since you're not losing any money really, that's why it's called like a kenas. And as Bush and Pagam, we didn't take any money away from you. Therefore, it's like a kenas, even though really it's mammon. But I call upon him, you see, they answered back to say, we don't collect this in Bavel. So we don't hold like Rav Papa. Then the question is, why not? Since these things are shliach, why don't we collect these things even in Bavel? Why don't we say that dining Bavel could be a shliach of dining Eretz Yisrael? So my answer is like this. Elo, ti avdin shlichusayu, when does the dining Bavel have a right to be a shliach of a dining Eretz Yisrael? Bemilse de shchicha, v'yisbech sarin kis, needs two things. It has to happen often, and also the person is losing money right now. There's a chsar and kiss, like nezik, that he got damaged. There's a complete loss. Avamilsa de shchicha v'lespe chsar and kiss, something that happens often, but there's no chsar and kiss, there's no loss of money. Like boishis and pagam, inam yirels milsa de shchicha, something that doesn't happen often. But even though v'yispe chsar and kiss, even though you have a big loss, still lo yavdin ishluch zayu. Within the dainei bovel cannot be a shliach for the dining Eretz Yisrael, that's why they can't pass the Liza Lachas in Bavel. Hilkach, therefore, Adam v'yadam, when a man hits another man to make him pay, afagav yisbech sarin kis, even though there's a loss of money involved, atayu kivud l'shchichi l'yadin ishlichasayim, since it doesn't happen too often, we can't be a shliach, we can't pass the Liza in Bavel. Boishes, afagav the shchichi, though it happens often that you embarrass people, but kibud lespech sarin kis, since they're not losing any money, lo yavdin shlichasayi, we also don't do shlichas. Dainy bezin can't paskin. Vishar goyvim abavil. But shor nishor, that's a sarin kis, and it's shchiach, that's why dainy bavil can paskin. Freddy Gemara, v'yomar rabba said, shor shehezik, if a shor does damage, ain't goyvim oisim abavil. You can't collect in bavil. Mashman, we do not do the shlichas in bavil. So Mar says, the Yazak man, who did this shor do damage to? Elai med the Yazak God, if the shor did damage to a man, so my iri shor the Yazak Odom, afil wadam the Yazak Odom, nam the yengar v'noisim b'bovil. Because it's not shriach to hit a person, that a person should be damaged. So that's why you don't collect it. Elab shita, of course, we're talking about now, the Yazak shor, that a shor hit another shor. Ukatani, still it says here, ain't v'noisim b'bovil. So now, like we said before we said shor b'shor, we do collect in b'bovil. Amri, I'll tell you, hosom b'tam, ocha b'muid, the deal between a tam and a muid. Trashi b'tam and goivin. The kaim lam pagam is kenasa. Because pagam kenas, chatzin nezik is a kenas. And we don't collect kenas in bavel. And that we say you do collect, that's by a muid. Aivo, my rov has said, ain't muid be bavel. You can't become a muid in bavel. Rashi says, the chiva, the benegichas, the tamus. Loi masinin lei levedina. Since the first three damages that a shor does, al tam, we don't bring it to bezdin, so how does it become a muid? But since we don't paskin dine muid, dine tam in Bavel, so how does it become a muid then in Bavel? So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you, we're talking about the ayid hosam v'yasu l'hocha, that it became a muid in Eretz Yisrael, and then they brought the shore outside the chutzlot in Bavel, and he did damage here in Bavel. For the Gemara of Milsav l'shchichi, that's nicha not shchiyah to happen. Or Milsav l'shchichi, Amri, you just said, the lo yavdin ishlichasayu, we don't do the shlichas for them. So I tell you, the Yosra Abon and the Hosom, Viyudu Hocha.
We're talking about that the Rabbonim of Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel, and they, there they were Mekayim, they made a din muad. They took this time and made him into a muad. Because, so they were Bezdin Smuchim, they could pass Kedine Knossos in Bavel. So therefore, when the Dainai Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel, they passed in the Knoss, they made this time into a muad. Now the muad does damage, now even a Dain of Bavel, a regular Dain, could collect the money. The Mar says, but so what? So, even so. Milsad la shchichi, there's not shchichi, it should happen like this. That the Dainai Eretz Yisrael should come to Bavel. The Yarta Matam, we just got finished saying before, that Milsad la shchichi, le klavdin ish lechasayu. Something that's not shchichi has happened too often, then we don't have the loch of the shlich Dainai Bavel. Could be a shliach for the Dainai Eretz Yisrael. So Marin says, Ella, rather the case is like this. Ki koma rovo, when did rovo say taka we collect? Shane, when do we collect shor b'shor? Pishain v'regel. It's only by the mazik of Shein v'regel. That's shchiach. That happens. That's not kenas. That's mammon. They're a muad. They paid to show him right away. That's shchiach. And there it's a chesaron and kiss. There we say Dainai Bavel is a shliach for Dainai Eretz Yisrael. V'enachnami by tam. Since tam is only kenas, Dainai Bavel doesn't paskin it. So it's lo shchiach to have a muad. Therefore we won't paskin Dainai muad in Bavel. Then we said, tsar, what is tsar when you do pain? So the Mishnah says, kviya b'shvud of the mesamer. Even if you just like hit and burn him with a shvud, with a hot spit, or else a mesamer with a hot nail. So now, the Mishnah said, tsar shaloi b'mokam nezik mishtalin. The Mishnah wants to say a case that you have to pay for the pain, even though there's no nezik, you didn't ruin him. Like on the nail, there's no nezik, you didn't make him worth less. So mantan, who's the tan of our Mishnah? Omar Rav Ben Azai, goes according to Ben Azai. Tetanya Rebbe Yem Rebbe says, Kviya Nemrav Tchila. It says Kviya first. Ben Azai Oimer Chabura Nemrav Tchila. No, it says Chabura first. So the Maikam, what's the Machlokes over here? Rebbe Sova Kviya Telespa Chabura Mashma. When the Torah says Kviya, it means a Kviya by itself without a Chabura. Then the Torah says later the word chabura legluyalot to explain to us the kviya the yispei chabura in. When do you have to pay for tsar? Only if that tsar, when you burnt him, you also made a chabura, like you ruined him also. But iloiloi, if you don't make a chabura, you don't ruin him, then you don't have to pay for the tsar. Or then as I saw, no, kviya the yispei chabura mashma. Stam, the word kviya by itself also means in the case where you damaged, you made a chabura, you wounded him. Then the Torah says chabura by itself later. Legluyalo to explain like this. Tekviya the lespa chabura. When the Torah says you have to pay for kviya, that's for burning somebody, for the tsar, it means even in a case where that tsar, that pain, that wound, that burning did not cause a wound. Like you burned him on his nails. That's the chiddush. Even though there's no nezik, still you have to pay for the tsar, the pain that you gave him. Maskevlo rapopo, adarabba, just the opposite. Ipcha mistarva, the opposite way around it should be. Rebbe yoyme kviya nermat chilo. Sova kviya diyispe chabura mashma. Kosova chamona chabura legluya lo de kviya lesbe chabura. And benaza yoyme chabura nermat chilo. Says the word chabura first. So I'll tell you, sova he holds kviya de lesbe chabura mashma. Kosova chamona chabura legluya lo de kviya diyispe chabura. So I didn't know which way to say it. Which one is megala that with tsar alone yechayiv, or only when the tsar makes the chabura also? We're going to the Maskana. Inami the Gemara says, Rashi, Maskana Kaimi, Honemu the Komri, Asaif Hadrosha, Vyikroshi Yamedes Kayama. That's the one that stays. Inami, you're also telling you like this. That could be the Kula Yam everybody holds, Kviya, Bain the Yispa Chabura, or Bain the Lespa Chabura, Mashma. No, Kviya's Mashma, whether it was a Chabura there or not, still it's Mashma Yechayiv. You have to pay for tsar, even though there's no chabura involved. So the kuliyama kviya of burning the person, then the yispa chabura, whether you make a wound also, then the lespa chabura mashma. Still, it's mashmi chayiv. For the burning of a person, you gave him pain, for that you have to pay.